There's two issues to be looked at. Some people say, well, all the sightings seem to be in the major cities. And is it because more people are there to see them? That is, we found that doesn't necessarily, people said that for the states. I got Florida and Texas. Florida had 7,787, Texas about 7,200, something like that. And, but Florida has half the population that Texas does. So population wasn't completely a driver. It raises the question, are we seeing more UFOs in the city because there's more people there to see them, mostly in the suburbs probably? Or is it because there's more people there and the UFOs are studying the people? You know, it's chicken or the egg. We're not quite sure what that is yet. But when we did go out into the rural areas, we started seeing some interesting patterns. One of them, like here in New York State, we followed the St. Lawrence Seaway from up top of St. Lawrence County all the way down through to Lake Erie. And the sightings for all those counties added up to, oh, maybe 19%. We followed the Hudson River down from Lake Champlain right down to the Atlantic Ocean, and it was like 32%. And the thing added up, those two waterways alone doesn't, on a first appearance, doesn't look that way, but when you add them up, they are 51% of New York State's sightings, and people have always been saying these things hang out around water for some reason.
So, right, I mean, you can, obviously this is data that proves that, but there's some support that if people have had some of these theories, then there's some numbers.
Let me qualify this. This is the co-author saying this. She is the librarian. Correlation does not mean causality, okay? Now, one thing we did notice, though, around the Great Lakes, all the states that actually border the Great Lakes have numbers in the thousands, you know, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, things like this. Move one state away, one state removed, and the numbers drop into the low hundreds. So water does have something to do with it.
You don't take any position necessarily about that this does say that there's green men up there or not.
Okay. I've had people ask me, who's driving these things? I said, it might. Let's see. Let's settle this. It could be government pilots and experimental aircraft. Yes, it could be off-world aliens. It might be beings from other dimensions. It could be the Teamsters. I don't know.
One of the things is the shape of what people see. What's to be made of that, or was there any surprises in that kind of data?
Well, I've been telling people for quite a while in my column that the truth is in the shapes. Okay, in fact, we did a little bit of a narrative in the book where we actually eliminated certain shapes that could be very obviously could be our world's crafts. Okay, and then we took all the really weird stuff and just looked at those numbers, and it started falling into that 7% that investigators say are probably the exotic stuff. You know, I mean, do we have a craft that's like flies around at thousands of miles an hour, or can hover in place that looks like a big ball of fire? You know, do we have a craft that looks like a light bulb? You know, so there's a lot of really strange shapes out there that people have reported over the years.
Right, and those are harder to...
Exactly, and we eliminated all the common stuff.
Are you able to say X percent are pretty easily explained and X percent are not? I mean, you mentioned that 7% is things that are very hard to explain.
The experts tell me, okay, I've gone to a lot of... I've gone to several conferences and I've talked to a lot of investigators, okay, every level investigator. Some people have been in it for decades, okay, and the number keeps coming somewhere between 4% are the exotic stuff on the low end, on the really conservative end, and upwards of 20%. A lot of people probably say about 6 or 7%. I tend to go with 7% myself. If somebody's really conservative asking me numbers, I give them the 4% numbers. But even that, with the 121,036 sightings in 15 years, that number still shakes out to be over 4,000, close to 5,000.
How is the government or other agencies examining these things anymore? I mean, I would have to say I feel like it's less in the news than it might have used to been 10, 15 years ago. Do people look into every single sighting, or are some sightings just reported and pretty much until you looked at it, that was the next time it got looked at?
The Air Force hasn't been collecting data since 1968. In fact, the Mutual UFO Network, or MUFON, they've been running around with T-shirts that say doing the Air Force's job since 1968, okay? So the two national agencies these are civilian run organizations. They have been collecting the data. National UFO Reporting Center typically runs about 60-70% of the data. MUFON's been running 30-40%. It varies from state to state. They try to vet it the best they can. MUFON's got about 500 trained investigators, and they've got a really, really extensive investigator class. It's like going to CSI school. It really is. And they've got some really sharp people out there to do this.
What do they do? I mean, if they get if you and I called one in because we saw something, do you have any sense
if it like was
how
just
quickly that happens, or do they just do an interview? Or
if it was just a sighting, they might call and do a telephone interview, a member of the state investigating team. We've got probably in New York State, there's probably four or five MUFON investigators in the state. Norfolk might call you up on the phone and talk to you as well, okay, to get amplified information. The filling out the report is like filling out a credit application. There's a lot to it. You just don't do it on a whim, you know. But I'll give you an example. If someone called in, our neighbors reported a landing out in our field, they will send an investigator. And if the investigator goes in and does a preliminary check with Geiger counters, a few other things, they find the grass flattened out where it shouldn't be flattened, then they literally FedEx a whole bunch of very sophisticated apparatus to that field investigator. And they also fly in a couple of people from California that are what they call star team guys. And they come in, and these guys are sharp. They're career scientists, and they're also trained in all of this investigation stuff.